You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today marks 50 years since the Māori language petition was delivered to Parliament, with more than 30,000 people calling for te reo Māori to be taught in schools. This Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori Education Union, NZEI Te Reo Rua, is calling on the government to increase funding for te reo in schools. To get insight into these calls, as well as to discuss the importance of using te reo in education, I spoke to President of NZEI Te Reo Rua, Liam Rutherford, and started by asking him what progress we've seen in recent times.
I think in recent history there's a lot of goodwill and a lot of effort that you're seeing from the education sector. Where I think we're up to now, though, is that now's the time to really kick on and push to aspire to an education system where Māori, regardless of where they look to access schooling, can be in front of a teacher that can speak te reo Māori.
And what benefits do you think students, Māori and non-Māori tamariki alike, get from the use of te reo in education?
Well, the big one is that we live here in Aotearoa, and so it's the right and appropriate thing to do to grow up in a country being able to speak the indigenous language of Māori. And so that in and of itself is a core benefit. But we've known for a long time the academic value that comes from being bilingual.
And you guys are calling for increased funding to build more te reo Māori capability in educators. And in a perfect scenario, you know, where this is given the amount of funding it deserves, how would you like to see the integration of te reo in an educational context?
Yeah, so we need teachers with time to be able to immerse themselves in the language. We've got these kind of hotspots of good examples of programs taking place around the country, but they're just not being delivered at scale fast enough. On top of that, we also need to be thinking about how we're going to incentivise fluent reo Māori speakers to come and take up teaching as a vocation. And to do that, we need to make sure that we've got pay rates that incentivise them to do so.
And earlier this year, NZEI Te Reo Rua negotiated a pay equity claim for Kaiārahi e Te Reo Māori. What can you tell us about that and what this means for the commitment towards expanding the use of te reo in education?
Yeah, so that pay equity claim saw 80-odd percent pay increases, and we think that that just showed the massive undervaluation of that role. We think that on the back of that, we should be looking to employ more Kaiārahi e Te Reo. They play really important roles in schools that have got them around the promotion of the language and tikanga Māori. And that's something that we want to see across every school and kura in the country.
And you say that priority must be given to ensuring we have a te reo Māori first choice for all tamariki Māori. Could you explain what the te reo Māori first is and why having this choice is beneficial for Māori children?
Yes, so we aspire to an education system where it doesn't matter if you're at a primary school, an intermediate, a kura. If you're Māori, you deserve to be able to be in a learning environment where your language, culture and identity is validated. And a big part of that is around the language. And so having teachers being able to be bilingual so that we can meet the needs of tamariki Māori regardless of the education setting they find themselves in.
And do you think the government is acting with enough urgency in implementing these sorts of ideas?
I think what we are seeing is investments in small programs around the country which have their value. But actually now's the time to kick on and make those at-scale investments. And a core part of that is making sure that teachers have the time to be able to access them. We know the quickest way to learn a language is to be immersed in it. But if teachers are being asked to do this on top of everything else that they're already doing, we're only really going to see slow progress, despite the fact that there's a lot of goodwill and willingness out there on behalf of teachers to be able to learn the language.
That was NZEI Te Reo Rua's Liam Rutherford chatting to me about their calls for the government to increase funding for te reo in schools.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.